Last moment. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Waltz in E Minor by Van Gass off of their album Van Gass, self-titled, which I could be saying wrong. Maybe it's Van Gass, I don't know. Before that, Taut and Unfazed by Works off of their album Bent Out of Shape. And then the first of the hour was Taking the Piss. I think I can say piss on the radio. That was by Fib off of their self-titled. That came out a few years ago, but their Bandcamp page promises something soon. I don't know if that was possibly posted or edited into their page before the release of the album that was off of. That song was off of, which was 2021. But I'm going to hope that it means something soon relative to approximately now, because I like Fib a lot. They're a band recommended to me by some of the members of Bleary Eyed, I think. Yeah, they're a Philadelphia sort of egg punkish band. Other two bands, Works is of Montreal. They released that album last year. They're formerly known as Girl Arm before. I think they've been playing for quite a while. I think the main change that happened with Works was a new or introduction of a vocalist. And yeah, they're cool. Kind of hoping that I get to see them play a show at some point, but they seem to be on something of a hiatus since the release of Bent Out of Shape, or at least that's the impression that I got. Makes sense. Release an album, you get tired. But I'm hoping they crop up on the circuit around here again, because I'd really like to see them. And of course, Van Gass, Atlanta, Georgia. Though the Bandcamp page now says New York. I don't know why. Maybe they've moved. They're another band that seem to be promising something in the near future, and we'll see what actually comes out of that, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I think I mentioned in the last show that I'd love to see these guys do like a East Coast tour, because that's like the only hope I'd ever have of seeing them play live. But they're really cool, and I like waltzes, 3/4 time or whatever the hell that is. I like that a lot, in whatever form it takes. It's just something about that is really satisfying to me. It came up in like a live show I was at a couple weeks ago, or last weekend or something, where I noticed it. It's just nice. There's something about the whole threes thing, you know? Anyway, next band coming up is a Montreal band by the name of Red Seal.
Thank you. cracks settling. I clip the lights, brush the felts, fill the sinks, and retie my boots. Not a soul in here. What happens is, you get stuck in a slender photo album. Cut out a frame and spectrum, but cradling a large white poodle after one too many bourbons. Your focus. A serial undertaking with vexing aerial points. Quote. Never meant to be. By 5:30, it's a coffee and a cigarette. Traffic suing by in a light but ceaseless rain. To the west, house lights bristle through a gathering mist on the hill. And a junkie appears at my side. Plucking butts from the ash can, he asks me if I might have a rubber band to spit. When I come back, he holds the door ajar, listening to what the white says. Jesus died on the cross to save the world. Could he come in? I need every excuse to be alone and humbly shut the door. My eyes are my worst defenses, gouged by the seeing of things as they are and must be. There is no dim or kept light that dresses me. Time does away. It strips and bears, racks desire, until the older body comes out cleansed. Naturally, I take the blame. City lights and what transpired under them. The holding of hands. The strokes of thighs. All the gradual displays that lead to sex and home. These were in motion, winding about me. We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was a single by the band Art Grey, their song China Sky Blues. Before that, February's by Enablers off of their album Tundra. And then the first of the three was Corey Dale by Red Seal off of their self-titled. Corey Dale, I think, is my favorite song off of that album. And I kind of lined all of these up. They've got a nice, I guess, something in the delivery of the vocals, which has been on my mind for, I guess, the last week, because I saw Art Grey play a show that was, in fact, a reading. And I wasn't sure what the format of everything was going to be, if readings were going to be before, after the music. Turns out they're going to be simultaneous. And that wasn't something I'd seen before. I mean, I've only attended a couple of readings at this point, but I really like that. I like spoken word over instrumentation. Art Grey was just improvising in the background. They did a really nice job. And reminded me a lot of the band Enablers, which gave me an easy band to turn to when I had to fill in this little block here. So I'm pretty happy with this little packet of songs. And it was also nice to see Art Grey, though. It was my first time seeing them, and I think they're originally from Edmonton. Yeah, and they've got that single out, so hopefully there will be more in the near future. And they'll definitely be playing shows. I think they've been pretty active, they just haven't been on my radar for some reason. Yeah, and I think similarly, Red Seal is, I don't know, I think they've got a show coming up on the 14th. That's going to be at Turbo House, so that's something to pay attention to. And I definitely like to see what else they're doing. The rest of their songs don't. Most of their lyrics are in English and sound a little bit different. Like, vocal delivery is very different from Corey Dale, which is French and mostly kind of spoken word-ish kind of thing. But that's another band that I'm going to be paying attention to now, since I'm a huge fan of Enablers. And for so long, they've seemed to be like the only band I've known of that's really committed to such a deliberate effort at spoken word over, let's call it post-rock or whatever, but some kind of rock-ish instrumentation. They do a really good job of it, but it seems like the sort of thing that would, you know, someone just needs to popularize it and then see it done elsewhere. And I guess lots of bands, I mean, you can look at Corey Dale, Corey Dale for this, implement that sort of thing occasionally, but it would be really cool to see someone take it as far as Enablers has. In terms of making it sort of their signature, like, yeah, anyway. But I guess it takes something that's a little bit outside of the usual purview of a band, which is someone who's really fixated on the literary element of things. But anyway, bunch of cool stuff. There's more coming up. The next band is going to be Pax, and then Bluffing and the band Wombo.